I'm glad God can hear anyhow. Father, we don't want to thank you that you are with us. And Lord, thank you. You said you'd never leave us or forsake us. And I want to thank you for Shannon, for blessing us, Lord, and just thank you for your presence in her. And Lord, your Holy Spirit would just release her to speak what you've told her. And Father, give us ears to hear and eyes to see what you're saying to us as a church. Father, we just want to thank you for your love. Lord, it's all about you and how good you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Awesome. Well, again, we want to welcome you all here this morning. Remind you, we are doing potluck afterwards and we get to have a meal together. You read often through scriptures where it says that they gathered together and they prayed and they shared meals and shared the scriptures. So again, we want to do that. It gives us a chance to just connect with one another, because sometimes, you know what, running out the back door or the side door, or the front door, however out you get out of the church, sometimes you don't get enough time to chat with everybody and connect with everybody. Well, this morning, I have a little story to tell you about God and one of his angels. We're having a conversation. And the angel said to God, "Look, God, it's amazing what you've just done. You have created 24 hours of alternating light and darkness on the earth." And God said, "It's good." And the angel said, "Yes, but what are you going to do now?" And God said, "I think I'll call it a day." Amen. So the last couple of weeks we have been talking, 2 weeks ago I was sharing with you about prayer. I think I can get it going, maybe try it one more time. And so we're going to be talking about prayer the next week as well. So if you're tired of prayer, okay. But you know, sometimes, again, we need to be refreshed and reminded, or maybe we've never been taught about areas and angles of prayer. And I want to start with this. If we condense down, prayer is simply interaction with God. When Jesus' disciples asked them, "Teach us to pray," we know what he said. And again, last time I spoke, we looked at a part of the Lord's Prayer from Matthew 6:9. Let me just put the, I'll get there in just a second. Where it starts out, Jesus says this: "This is then how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." And we looked at that and how much revelation is in that, those two little statements there that Jesus said. Our Father in heaven tells us who we are, and who he is to us, and where he is. He's above all our situations and circumstances. Our Father is the revelation that we have a family, that we are part of God's family. We are part of Jesus' family. He's our big brother. And then we, looked at hallowed be your name. An understanding that God is saying, listen, Jesus says, listen, lift his name up. Remind yourself of who he is. Speak to him about his goodness. My favorite part of the song of goodness of God is, not only all my life you have been faithful, but you've been known. I've known you as a father, and I've known you as a friend. The goodness of God to us. Who are we that the God of all creation would call, let us call him father and say, I call you friend. Man, we have it good, folks. And sometimes we forget. Sometimes we need to stand and remind ourselves, and that's what Jesus is saying here. Hallowed be your name. Take some time to remember who he is and what he's done for you. Again, we talked about as we do that, as we let our hearts, even as we worshiped here this morning in music and sang out to him, who he is and what he's done. In spirit and in truth, it tells us to worship. We pour back to him the goodness and we receive back this lifting. Today we're going to, last week, thank you, Ted, who shared last week. But last time I spoke, we looked at 1 Timothy verses, chapter 2, verses 1. I urge you then, first of all, that petition, prayers, and intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people. And so we know that there are types of prayer. And I'm sure that you understand when we talk about interaction, there are different types of interactions that you've had with people. And prayer, this interaction with God, there's different types. And Paul says here, look at that we pray with petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving made for all people. And when we looked at intercession, we're going to look at intercession next week, actually, okay? So I'm going to jump around a little bit. We're going to look at intercession next week. But this week, we're going to start by looking at thanksgiving and gratitude. Now, let me see here. This, then, is how you should pray. I'm sorry, I think I have these out of it. So I urge you, then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, and intercession and thanksgiving be made for all people. And we looked at what that word petition means. It's seeking or asking, entreating to God or to man. And prayer is the prayer of gathering. We did that this morning together. We prayed for our brother Scott here. We prayed for Pastor Singsong in Manipur. Together, we pray and pray for anyone, and we can pray anywhere. That's the other thing. This morning, I want to take us from along with 1 Timothy to Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, I added the underlining, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. Do not be anxious for anything, but in every situation. Now, let me ask you, how many of you have ever gone to the Lord in prayer very anxious and worried? And we've got this thing that says, do not be anxious about anything. Now, don't get too hung up on this, but let me walk you through some things here. When we get anxious and concerned and worried, and we start just telling God how he should fix the problem, what are we praying out of? The spirit or the flesh? The flesh. We're praying out of the flesh. And what happens in that those things is that really those prayers are faithless. And if they're faithless, then they're pointless. And they're powerless. And really, in the end, it's our attempt to control. How many of you think about your worrying? How much change does it bring? Not to the situation, but let me tell you, if you're full of worry and anxiety, does it change you? Does it change how you react to other people? Probably. Just talk to your spouse or your friend or your family. Like, what's with you? In Mark 6, 27, it says, can any one of you, by worrying, add a single day to your life? Not a one. That's right. You're more likely to subtract. That's very true. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation. But, let's see if I've got this in order. But, I love big buts. I'm not going to sing the song.
That dates you.
The but is a moment that changes everything in that scripture. The but addresses all that is powerless, pointless, all our anxiety that makes us anxious, stressful, fearful. That but is a call to prayer, a call to the one who will deal with it. In fact, it says in 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your cares, again, the emphasis is mine there, cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. So when we get anxious and all out of sorts and fearful and, oh my goodness, and we, you know, have you ever played the what if game? The what if? So the question is, what's your biggest fear or concern right now? And what if that happens? And then you say, what happens? Then you go, what if? Then that next thing happens. And what if? And we go all and all down the line until we're dead, right? Because then I'll die or whatever, you know. And then I ask you as a believer, and if you die? I'll be in heaven with Jesus. So even though you can take it down the worst possible scenarios in the end. Now again, I'm going to give you just a little preview for next week for intercession. What if you're praying for family? We'll play the what if game with that next week, okay? But I'm just going to tell you this. You are a child of God, the mighty God who is able to do beyond all you can think or imagine. Hallelujah. Let's put it in his hands. I'm getting a bit ahead of myself here. So one of the things we say, be anxious about nothing, but call to prayer. But in every situation, with prayers and petition. With thanksgiving. Yes. Ha, ha, ha. With thanksgiving. Papa is good. Your Heavenly Father is good. You know, Scott, I'm going to pick on you a bit this morning. When Scott, you know, asked for prayer and all that, I said, you bet. And in my heart, I'll tell you what, it didn't take me long to go from, you know, that place where you suck air through your teeth, to, no, wait a minute. Cancer out of here. It's no different than the leprosy of the day of Jesus. That seems to be our leprosy of our time, right? And it freaks us out big time. Out of there. And I saw in my mind, have you ever seen, you know, the bubbles when you wash dishes and they're all on the top? And they start popping. That's exactly what I saw happen to that. And so for me, I can't even think, like, you know, should we pray for Scott? Sure, it's done. You know, yeah. And it sounds, it's like, no, but it's already, I have complete peace. It's a done thing. He has complete peace. It's a done thing. And with thanksgiving, thank you, Jesus, what you have done. So here's the thing. When you have a need, it doesn't mean we don't have any. God said he's going to meet all our needs. In fact, Jesus says you don't even have to worry about what you're going to eat or what you're going to wear. God took care of the birds. He took care of the flowers who are here today and gone tomorrow. He's taking care of you. But if you're anxious about it, go to the one who has the answer. Who has the solution, who has made the way, who has provided it. Tell him what you need and thank him for what you have. You know, sometimes, boy, we materialistically, we in the North American continent have it pretty darn good. But sometimes we don't see it because we're sitting comparing ourselves to somebody else. If I was like them, if I could do this, if I, right? We're comparing as opposed to just stopping and saying, thank you, Father. How many of you got to sleep in a bed last night? Even if you didn't get to sleep in your bed, how many of you had a bed you could have slept in? You had a roof over your head. You had a way of getting here this morning. You have people around you who believe like you do, pray like you do, want to support you. Father, thank you for what you have given me. You know, it's interesting that the secular world has caught in on to the idea of the benefits of being thankful and being grateful. I can't even remember how many years ago, I know Oprah Winfrey was still on the TV because, you know, the gratitude journals came out and everybody did the gratitude journals and that. But this is something that's been in the Word for how long? Being grateful, being thankful. Now, let's see if I can get this to move forward, maybe. There is a difference between gratitude and thankfulness. It's not much, because they do come together. Gratitude is a general appreciation of life, while thankfulness is a response to a particular event or exercise. And I believe I got that off of Wikipedia. So let me give you an example. You may be grateful that you have a family, but you were really thankful with Auntie showing up a little early at the barbecue to help you get ready. You might be grateful for the community you live in, but you're sure thankful for that good neighbor next door that you can trust to bring in your mail while you're away on vacation. You might be grateful that you have food to eat, but you're really thankful that you can prepare at least one meal a day for your family and make sure your children are fed. So they come together, grateful for, but the little things. According to Julie Ray in 2019 of the Gallup Poll Organization, the world took a negative turn in 2017. With a global level of stress, worry, sadness, pain hitting its newest high. And the question was asked, how can this trend be changed for the better? And the research demonstrates that the one way is through practicing gratitude, thankfulness. From the Greater Good Science Center, who offer a plethora of information on this subject, there is a white paper titled The Science of Gratitude from 2018. They outline several benefits of gratitude, practicing gratitude. Look at this. Increased happiness and a positive mood. Anybody want that? I'm all good for that. How about more satisfaction with your life? How about less materialistic? How about less likely to experience burnout? Better physical health. It affects your physiology. You bet better sleep. Less fatigue. It lowers the level of cellular inflammation. This is research, guys. And a greater resilience. And encourages the development of patience, humility, and wisdom. Was God knowing what he was doing when he said, be thankful? Yes. Isn't it interesting, though? And this just speaks to our Heavenly Father in such a way that just blows my mind yet again. It's not about thanking him for just him. There's such benefit for us. It sounds like, oh, you got to thank God for what he's done because he needs your thankfulness. That's a good thing to do. Your mom and dad taught you, say thank you, right? But look what happens when we do. Look what happens when we're thankful and grateful. It affects us. And I look at the Lord and I think, Lord, you're so generous that even in our thanking you, we're blessed. Even as we look to you and say thank you for all we have, we're blessed. It changes us for good, for the better. So think about this. You're sharing your prayer needs. You're telling him what you need, all the while thanking him for what you do have. Everything that you have is a blessing from him. Every ability to earn, to work, to grow a garden, to read, to do a craft, to talk to somebody, it's all because of him. Do not be anxious about everything, anything. I think I have that there. Is that the right one? Nope. I'm sorry, that's the one we have. I have a little dot that says turn the slide, but it's a little ahead of itself. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer, interacting with God, and petition, hey, God, this is what I'm worried about. This is where I'm dealing with. But thank you. Thank you, Father, that you've already provided through Jesus. Look what I do have. Look what you have done. Present your requests to God. With thanksgiving, present your request to God. Present then means you release it to him. You're going to have to let it go. I'm going to give you an example. You have a shopping list. You need some stuff from the store, and you've asked somebody if they will go and pick it up for you, and here's what I need. And Elaine, will you come and get this list and take to the store? Would you be happy to get that stuff for me? Would you do that for me? Oh, okay. Can I have that back, please? Can I have that back, please? I don't really know. But you get the idea, right? We go to God with our things, but we aren't willing to let it go. We aren't willing to let it go because why? We're still in that fleshly thinking. We're still in that faithless, pointless, powerless attempt to control. Present your requests to him. And when we do, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and mind in Christ. It's in the letting it go. It's in the letting it go. And so when you come, when you have that butt in your life because you're full of anxiety and fear and worry, and you come in the but, Father, I bring it to you. I bring it to you, and I let it go. I place it in your hand. I present my request to you, God, and hand it off to him. The scripture said that we read earlier, cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. Doesn't mean you're doing the fisherman thing. Thank you for your story this morning, Trevor. But you're not going to flip the line out and then reel it back in. Right? Flip the request out there and reel it back in. Not that kind of casting. And I'm sure there's a good story to use that where you do want to reel it back in. But when we cast our cares, it means we cast it to him, we give it to him, and we let go. We let go. How many of you remember Ivan? And his favorite saying was, let go and let God. And you know what? You know when you know you'll have let go? Is when this happens. When that peace of God that transcends all your understanding, goes beyond your intellect, trying to figure out the whys and the whats and the hows and the whos, when you actually let go and let God, that peace of God that goes past all of this, guard your heart and then your mind, right? Your heart and your mind, because we understand our thinking becomes like his thinking. He's got this. I've got you. I love the word present your request. You know, when you present somebody something, You hand it over to them, and they take hold of it. Think of it that way. I want you to get a good look at this picture here, and I don't know if you can see it well. It's the hand of Jesus with the nail scar in the middle. He was willing to die for you. Will he not be willing to help you in all situations and circumstances? Put it in his hands.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm going to tell you this. If you can't let go, keep praying till you can. Don't stop praying. And you say, Shannon, I have too many things to do in the day. Get up and pray as you're walking, as you're talking, as you're driving, as you're shopping, as you're going places. And watch what the Lord does when you let go and recognize he's got you. The peace that floods your heart takes away all that worry and all that stress. You start trusting him, putting your faith in him. You're standing in him. You're standing in he who is able to do far more than you can dream or imagine. He's able to handle it better than you can, better than I can. Sometimes we believe the lie, if I let go, something bad's going to happen. If I don't hand it over to him, if I'm not always worried about it, something worse is going to happen. And I'll tell you what, it is, because you're going to get stressed out, strung up, depressed, and all that kind of thing. But if you hand it over to him, trust him who heard your prayer, who heard your words, who knows your heart. And if you're praying about family, I'm going to say this. He loves them more than you do. He'll take care of it. He who is able. And what happens when that peace comes in and floods our hearts? We feel the freedom. It's for freedom's sake that Christ set us free. All the heaviness and the burdens you carry fall off. And you become free. You become free from the cares of this world. And when the enemy comes to taunt you and tempt you and say, you just say, the God of all the universes has got this. Right? He's got it. And you let it go and don't let him try and put that burden back on you. You let the peace of God continually flood your heart. We're going to look at this last scripture here before we wrap up this morning. This is the same scripture, but it's from the Living Translation. Let him have all your worries and cares, for he's always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you. Wow. He's always thinking about you. Always thinking about you. He who is able. Now, once, I'm going to say this. When you're praying, once that peace has come on you, don't stop praying right then. Don't say, that's what I needed. Go deeper. Press into deeper places with him. You know, most of us do. We got the peace, we stop. Sorry, I got a hair in my mouth here. But you know what? In that place of peace, and that place of contentment, if you just keep pressing in, that presence of God that is always with you, by the way, but we start experiencing that omnipresence. Betty shared that with us this morning. His omnipresence. And we just sit in that peace. What does he say? Be still and know that I'm God. And when we sit in that presence, when we sit there and hear him speak to our hearts and encourage us and lift us, there's no distraction from the world anymore. We just experience his glory. Amen. Amen. Father, again, we thank you. You are a good, good Papa to us. We thank you for prayer and the fact we can boldly come before you with thanksgiving because you hear our prayers. And we just want to thank you that when stress and anxiety and all those things come upon us, we have a big but to look at. But God. And God, we thank you again this morning for the food that has been prepared, for the bounty, the banqueting table. And as we sit in fellowship with one another, we thank you for your presence. May we be well fed and you be glorified as we are edified. Again, we thank you and praise you. Bless us as we go out into this week. Bless those who are traveling and on vacation and holidays. Let them have a great time of restoration and refreshing and bring them back to us safely, Lord. We ask this in your precious name. And all the saints said,
Amen.
Amen. All right, let's get set up for potluck.